Hello, it's Peter Wright and Kathleen Beauvais with another episode of The Week That Was on The Yakking Show. We're here to tell you about what happened this week and what's happening next week. But first, let's welcome Kathleen Beauvais, co-host. Hi, Kathleen. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Peter. How are you?
I'm good. Really enjoying the sun. Make all our Southern Hemisphere friends jealous. We're into spring, heading for summer, and you guys are in autumn or fall, heading for winter. But we've got good weather, up in the 20s, low 20s centigrade today, sun shining, and the trees are getting green. That's one thing I notice, having lived in the drier parts of the world most of my life, how quickly here in Canada, how quickly the bush get and the trees and everything becomes green. I mean, literally in 2 weeks, it's gone from brown gray to brilliant green and flowers blooming, and quite unbelievable.
I know, it is
anyway.
Quick. Yeah, it's true.
and just on that one, when I first came to Canada in 2003, it was in February, March, and that was a really cold, bitter winter. And I said to my son, who'd been here several years, how can you live here? He said, no, you want to see summer? I said, no, it can't be that good. And I went back to Africa, and I came back in June, and I thought I'd landed on a different planet. It was the transformation was unbelievable. I couldn't believe there would be so much change. Anyway, I'm waffling on about weather, and there's more important things to talk about. So, do we have a cat tip? I can't remember, Kathleen. Did we talk about a cat tip?
Well, I have a cat tip if you're interested in hearing about it.
Yeah, let's tell our cat lovers.
All right. Well, this is about Morris the cat. Do you remember him, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Morris the cat was an orange tabby rescued by an animal trainer in 1968. Morris was hugely popular, starring in 58 cat food commercials during the 1970s. Morris won two Picture Animal Top Star of the Year awards in 1972 and 1973.
Wow, hey, famous cat, eh?
Yeah.
I bet he made some money for his owners, too.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. So let's see what happened on the Yakking Show this week. On Tuesday, we published episode number 307. It was Douglas Mulhall, who was on, I think, in January or February, maybe. He came back to talk to us about epigenetics. Mm-hmm. And I found that episode quite very interesting. He was telling us epigenetics is what happens over and above your genetics. So how your genetics are influenced and expressed by your environment and things that have happened to you. And they've discovered that epigenetic traits can be inherited and passed on from generation to generation. So trauma suffered from one generation can be passed on and can have an influence to the next generation, even though they never experienced the traumas themselves. So he talked quite a lot about that, and he talks about this whole nature versus nurture debate, and it's not even a debate, because when you look at the role epigenetics plays, it's both always. It's one may be more important than the other at times, but it's always both.
True.
So I found that a fascinating episode. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, what did you – you were quite interested in what he was talking about too.
It is, Peter. I mean, I used to study epigenetics when back in my old biofeedback days, mm-hmm. because, as you said, there's a lot of traumas that people have experienced. And then unbeknownst to them, they get passed on to their children. And, it blows the mind that can even happen, but it does, actually. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a fascinating interview with him. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was very good. Then who's coming next week? Well, we have Dr. Fane Frey, who is a dermatologist, and she will be speaking about how to look after your skin. She'll also be explaining a whole lot of the myths about anti-aging creams and certain claims made by cosmetic manufacturers of how good their creams, potions, and lotions are and how they can make you look younger.
Right. So if you're spending an arm and a leg on these wonderful skincare creams that you think are actually very effective, think again. Actually, there's a lot that you can buy just over the counter at the drugstore that she says are just as effective, if not more. And explain.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I asked her about skin cancer, having been a skin cancer sufferer myself, and she was talking about the damage that the sun does to our skin. And she says, if you want some proof that it's the sun causing it, look at the parts of your body that are never exposed to the sun, and then look at your arms and legs and face that is exposed to the sun, and look at the difference when you get older. And sure enough, it's noticeable. So She really convinced me of the importance, especially as we get older, of using moisturizer creams. And I sort of have always thought that this was a total no-no as a male. And she said, "No, you need to look after your skin. And if you do it, you might cut down on the number of skin cancer lesions that you need to get cut out. It's not a guarantee, but any improvement to the skin can slow down the growth of skin cancer." She also wrote a blog post for us, which we'll be publishing next week, and it's called "Anti-Aging Products Don't Really Exist. Besides, you're awesome the way you are." So that's a very interesting blog post coming up next week. And then, Kathleen, you got anything to add about, you're much more familiar with moisturizers and looking after your skin than an old guy like me.
I think I won't give it away. I think they have to watch the show in order to get more of the information.
Okay, good one, good one. And then before I hand over to Kathleen for our health tip of the week and health discussion of the week, a couple of interesting guests coming up. We have a gentleman called Terry Tucker, very interesting episode. He has been in business, he's been a policeman, he's been on a SWAT team, he's been a hostage negotiator, and he's got through a lot of really hard stuff in his life, and he's like a breath of fresh air. That was him. And then an episode coming up in June that may be controversial is our one we recorded this week with therapist Stephanie Wynn, who's come in for some attacks on in social media because of her views on this whole gender thing and on bringing up kids and on the importance of mothers and children bonding in their infant years. But we won't give too much away on that. So it's another interesting one. That's what we've got coming along. And before I hand over to Kathleen, make sure you don't miss out on future episodes with these very interesting guests. Hop onto our website, yakishow.com, and hit the purple button and sign up for our newsletter. It's only one email a week, and we just tell you who's on this week, who's coming next week. That's it from me. Thanks for watching. Back to Kathleen.
Well, Peter, what I'd like to discuss today is seven surprising benefits of breathing through your nose. Oftentimes we're told to breathe in through the nose, exhale through the mouth, but actually what they're saying now is that there's been a lot of studies on this about breathing, and people should be breathing more and more through the nose and not so much through the mouth. And some of these benefits include shielding against illness. So as air passes through the nasal cavities, tiny hairs and mucus trap dust, allergens, and other harmful particles, preventing them from reaching the lungs and warding off respiratory infections. So that's the first one. There's another one, of course, and that's to enhance oxygen absorption. So nasal breathing helps better regulate the amount of oxygen and carbon dioxide entering the bloodstream. Nose breathing imposes about 50% more resistance to the airstream than mouth breathing. So it enhances oxygen uptake to about 10 to 20%. A third one is to help maintain a healthy smile. Mouth breathing can dry out the mouth, setting the stage for tooth decay and gum disease. In contrast, nasal breathing helps the mouth's natural cleansing system, the saliva, flow. It helps that the helps the flow of saliva. And the other one is to improve sleep. So nasal breathing promotes uninterrupted and deeper sleep by maintaining optimal blood oxygen and carbon dioxide levels. Another one is to calm the nervous system. Nasal breathing plays a pivotal role in regulating the nervous system. When we breathe through our noses, we take slower, deeper breaths that activate the parasympathetic nervous system, leading to a calmer and more relaxed state. And another one is to protect the brain. So, breathing through the nose is crucial in maintaining the proper levels of carbon dioxide in the blood, which is essential for brain health. Nasal breathing is fundamental for cognitive functions such as memory, focus, and concentration. And last but not least, to improve your appearance. People who have mouth breathing face often have narrowed faces with receding chins or jaws. How about that?
Ah, interesting,
Yeah.
interesting. And of course, I don't know if it was the same here in North America, but the term mouth breather was a derogatory term in sort of the British culture that I grew up in. For it was similar to sort of saying, well, he or she is a low life, so mouth breather. I can't remember how. Yeah, that was one that was at school that I remember from my school days when I went to school in an era where people were less sensitive than they are now, and all sorts of insults would fly around in a boys-only high school. But accusing someone of being a mouth breather would be similar to like a bottom feeder, and or a low life. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. And as I was saying to you when we were talking about this yesterday, when I walk every morning, now it's warmer, it's not a problem. But when I walk and it's minus 10 or 12 degrees, I find breathing in through the nose, and I make myself do that when I'm walking, but it burns the nose, right? But that's probably a good sign that it's my nose is warming up the air before it hits my lungs, right? So yeah, for some years now, I've been very conscious of rhythmically breathing in through my nose and out through my nose, unless it's too cold, and not breathing through my mouth, and it certainly helps, I find, with the walking. Good. Did we have any more on the health side? I can't remember. Kathleen, anything else
That's it.
exciting this month?
That's it. I just want to remind our viewers, though, that if anyone is interested in being a guest on our show, and we're always looking for exceptional guests that are experts in some area of health or alternative health, we want to hear from you. And all you have to do is go to our website, theyakkingshow.com, and click on the Contacts tab where you'll find a short application form. So that's it from me today, Peter. On to you.
Good. Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. We'll be back again next week, as I say, on Tuesday with Dr. Fain Frey and on Thursday with our wrap-up.
All right. Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye.